Welcome to Updates from the Field, produced by HeartCry Missionary Society.
Welcome to another episode of Updates from the Field. My name is Hunter Gately, and I serve here as a coordinator for Eurasia. And I'm joined today in this episode with Luke Nash. He's our coordinator for Latin America. So, Luke, welcome.
Thank you, Hunter.
So you took a trip recently. You were gone for almost 2 weeks. So tell us about your trip and where you went.
Yeah, so first I went to Lima, Peru. And in Lima, it was incredibly encouraging. Very, very good time with the brothers there. Basically, we had all of the missionaries we support in Peru come to Lima for a expository preaching seminar. Mm-hmm. And we did the seminar through Charles Simeon Trust. So folks viewing this video may be familiar with what Charles Simeon Trust is, but it's a ministry that travels around the world and conducts these seminars with pastors. And the idea is it's hands-on, practical teaching and instruction on how to study the scriptures and how to preach the scriptures. And we've been doing it now for about 5 years with Charles Simeon Trust there in Lima, with the exception of last year. So I think this was the fifth one that we've done. And each time that we do it, we've done a different genre of the scriptures. I think we started with maybe the epistles, and then did one of the Old Testament narratives, I think 1 Samuel, and then a New Testament gospel, and then this year was Amos, and I'm missing one somewhere along the lines, but somewhere along the way there. But the idea is that each time there's a different genre, and the guys are getting experience in studying a book of the Bible and learning how to preach through it expositorily. And it's really neat because over the past 5 years, you see the guys, the first time they come, they have kind of, it's new to them. This idea of expository preaching for a lot of them was new. And so they're kind of uncertain about what it is, how to study a passage of the Bible and preach it exegetically as an exposition. And so you see them over the course of these 5 years gaining a lot more confidence, growing in their ability to communicate God's word with clarity. And so it's just guys together sharpening each other in their ability to preach the scriptures. So very encouraging, and got to spend some good time with the brothers there and the pastors, just in fellowship, praying together, talking about life and ministry, and it's a good time of encouragement.
Yeah. So how many guys were there total, you said?
So at the conference, there were about 60 total, but of those 60, there were some from other pastors from Lima that are not necessarily supported by HeartCry, but friends of ours or guys who found out about the conference and wanted to attend. Then there were the 21 pastors that we support in Peru. There were other men that are in those churches that are either co-pastors with the men that we support or training for the ministry. And then there were some seminary students who were there as well.
Wow.
Yeah, so about 60 total.
So did you spend your whole trip there in Lima, Peru?
From there, I traveled to Ecuador. Yeah, so Ecuador was a little bit different in terms of the overall purpose and goal of the trip. We actually don't currently support any local church in Ecuador. We don't support any pastors financially at this point. But about maybe 9 months ago, maybe slightly more, we had some friends of ours in the ministry here in the U.S. Had recommended to us a church in Santo Domingo, Ecuador, and said, these are brothers here that we love and trust. Sam Waldron was one of them. Jeffrey Johnson in Arkansas was another. And they said, look, there's a church down in Santo Domingo, Ecuador, that you guys really should get to know. I think it'd be a good relationship for HeartCry to develop and see what opportunities there may be there. And so that was about 9 months ago, and I started to talk with the pastor of that church. It's called Sovereign Grace Baptist Church in Santo Domingo. And we started to get to know one another, talk a little bit about doctrine, life, church, missions. And over the course of the months that we were getting to know each other, just felt more and more like this was a very good opportunity to partner together. And so the trip to Ecuador was basically an exploratory trip in a lot of ways. One was just to spend more time with the church down there, get to know the pastors that are both in that local church and part of the local association of Reformed Baptist Churches that church belongs to. Mm-hmm. And then also just kind of get an idea overall of what opportunities there are for supporting pastors who need support in Ecuador. There's a lot of opportunities to partner with the translation ministry that's there. Mm-hmm. There's a seminary that's headed up by that association of local churches, and so opportunities to maybe work with that seminary. And the goal is is what HeartCry always tries to do, which is to come alongside local churches with this, whatever support they need in order to carry out the responsibility that God's given to the local church. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, HeartCry's not going down there looking to do anything new in terms of us starting some ministry or imposing ourselves on any sort of the work there.
Right.
But it's just to come alongside the churches and what they're already doing. And it was extremely encouraging. It was very, very exciting to see the church that God has raised up in Santo Domingo. Mm-hmm. Also to get to know the other pastors in Ecuador that we were able to travel and visit and spend time with. To see the men that are being trained in the pastoral college that's in the local church there in Santo Domingo. Get an idea of just the quality of training that they're receiving in the context of the church, both in terms of their doctrine, their ministries, their life, their character. Just very, very mature. The work in general there of the church is very mature. And I think there'll be a lot of opportunities for HeartCry, maybe through that church, to serve the church in Ecuador at large.
So, wow.
Yeah. You know, we think of Latin America and we compare it to places like the Middle East, Northern Africa, Southeast Asia,
yeah.
Russia, where you're ministering. And we think, well, surely the gospel is far more prevalent in Latin America than it is in some of those other places.
Right.
And thankfully it is. And in a lot of places there are very, very solid, healthy biblical churches.
Yeah.
But even still, there are so many towns and cities and villages in Ecuador and all over Latin America that are without the presence of a healthy, mature, biblical local church. And so the need, the challenge in Ecuador would be to help the church in whatever ways we can in seeing these men not only raised up and trained in the context of the church, but then sent out so that they can pour their lives into planting biblical churches and pastoring those churches into maturity. And so that's definitely the greatest need. We traveled to a number of places there where there were groups of believers who had been converted through whatever means, the preaching on the internet or preaching of some of the men in the church that have gone out and evangelized in some of these other towns.
Yeah.
And so these groups of believers have started to form, but they don't have anyone to be there full-time pastoring them.
Wow.
And so there's just a great need. There's a need for men to be raised up and sent out, and I think that's one of the ways HeartCry could serve the church there.
Yeah. So we can pray for God to raise up laborers in Ecuador.
Absolutely.
Are there any other needs of prayer that come to mind?
Yeah. Well, one of the major partnerships we have there with the ministry in Ecuador is in Spanish translation, and so certainly be praying that we would have wisdom in knowing what resources to translate,
right.
And that God would help the translators to do their job well and produce really helpful materials for the Latin American world.
Well, thanks again, Luke, and thank you all for watching, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Updates from the Field. Visit HeartCryMissionary.com to view our other productions and to find out more about HeartCry Missionary Society.